Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Raiders looking to take down the number four team in the country. They came in here and, oh, now we have an injury timeout. The Raiders are going to have to use their first timeout. As Hardy is down for Racine. As the training staff comes to take a look at him. Raiders have lost a couple of defenders already as they look at his lower left leg here. We saw Hardy being worked on earlier in the game, and oh boy, he is being carried off the field too. Wow, this has been a rough game injury wise for Racine. We've already heard of a couple of major injuries, and that does not look good for JD Hardy.
Yeah, and definitely heading to a tough game next week in Detroit. Definitely want to be as healthy as possible.
Cowboys, second and nine, 30 seconds to go here. They trail by 11. 11 zip, two receivers each way for King. King, screen pass out to the near side to Parchman. Parchman cutting it inside. Parchman to the 46, and he's going to be stood up there. Forward progress to the 46. He picks up five, but the clock moves with 15 seconds to play. And will the Cowboys even try another play here? Inside of 10 seconds to go. And just coming to the huddle now is King. They are not going to get another play off. This one comes to a conclusion. What a battle at historic Horlick Athletic Field as the Racine Raiders stay unbeaten. They take down the fourth-ranked team in the country without scoring a touchdown and pitch their third shutout of the season, taking down the Illinois Cowboys 11-0. We're going to step away for 60 seconds, and when we come back, we will recap this one for you. An 11-0 win by the Racine Raiders as they extend their winning streak to 31 straight games. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, the party's on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join them for their grand open house May 2nd through the 4th at 6035 Durand Avenue. Be one of the first 50 people in line Friday or Saturday and win free smoothies for a year. Yeah, you heard right. On Sunday, 50 lucky guests will win free smoothies for a year randomly throughout the day. All weekend long, buy any food item and your smoothie is on the house. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Racine, where fresh flavor meets serious fun. See you this weekend.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Racine Raiders with their 31st straight win, and they do it without scoring a touchdown here today, taking down the Illinois Cowboys 11-0, three field goals by Brady Wodak and a safety by Arion Ivy. That is the scoring in this game, and Ian is going to break it down a little bit with some of the stats.
Yeah, it was a defensive battle here at historic Horlick Field. Neither team eclipsed the 200-yard mark. The Illinois Cowboys only had 137 total yards, while the Raiders had 177. Cowboys had 12 first downs, but the Raiders had 9. Cowboys 4 for 11 on third downs, with the Raiders 7 for 15. Moving on to the individual yards or yard breakdowns, passing. The Cowboys went 14 of 28, 50%, with one interception thrown, 112 yards. They were sacked six times. A nice job by the Raiders' defense. Moving on to rushing yards, they had 17 attempts, thrown for only 25 yards. Again, the Raiders' front seven were really standing tall. And really the biggest number here are 15 penalties were committed by the Cowboys for 121 yards. That was huge in giving the Raiders some extra opportunities. Moving on to the Raiders, as I mentioned earlier, they had 177 total yards of offense. 122 of those came through the air on the passing game, 12 for 26 from both the combination of Andre Locke Jr. and Sawyer Schick. One interception by Locke, and they were sacked two times for a total of 31 yards lost. They rushed the ball 31 times for 55 yards, not a lot going in the rushing game, and committed nine penalties where they lost 106 yards. Moving on to some of the individual stats, for Illinois, we'll start off. Caleb Treadwell, 12 for 24 passing, one interception for 98 yards. He had a long of a 23-yard pass. Daryl King came in a little bit at the end. He went 2 for 4 with 14 yards. And moving on to the rushing game, the Cowboys' two leading rushers were Jalen Irvin with 9 yards on 2 attempts, and Caleb Treadwell, the quarterback, had 9 yards on 11 attempts. Daryl King also had 8 yards on 2 attempts for the Cowboys. Moving on to the receptions, not a whole lot to report here, but Daryl King had 3 catches with 13 yards. Denzel Whitaker with 4 catches and 42 yards. And the leading receiver for the Cowboys, John Moore, 4 catches, 47 yards. On defense, some of the standouts for the Cowboys, Eddie Robinson and Joshua White each had a sack each. Tackles for loss. A couple of tackles for loss as well. Couple pass breakups, especially by Brian McNeil, number 43, and Evan Pegues, had one pass breakup. And in the kicking game, and they also had an interception by Devontae Jones. And then moving on to the receiving Raiders individual sets, Andre Locke Jr. started the game off at quarterback. He went 8 for 14 with 67 yards, and he threw an interception. And Sawyer Schick stepped in. He went 4 for 12 with 55 yards. The running game started off a little bit slow for the Raiders, but in the end, Howard Triplett led the team in rushing, 24 yards on 6 carries. Rashawn Heron, 20 yards on 7 carries. Tom Benko, 17 yards on 4 carries, and Jason Kelly, 10 yards on 5 carries. In the receiving game, Rashawn Heron had a nice 31-yard reception. That was his only reception of the game. Ian Gaines, two receptions on 30 with 30 yards, and Bubba Rowalinski, 15 yards with 3 receptions. Moving on to the defense, there was a defensive battle. 7 players had at least one sack for the Raiders: Arion Ivey, Anton Graham, Gary Young Jr., Ronald Higgins, Cordero Williams, Nico Lemke, and Justin Benko each had a sack. Everyone getting involved in backfield for the Raiders. And pass breakups were plentiful as well, led by Marquand Holloway with 3 to close out the game. Of course, the MVP, at least in the scoring department, was in the kicking game. With Brady Wodak, he had 3 made field goals, including his career long of 41, to put the Raiders in the 11-0 lead that they ended the game with. Tom,
big win for Racine, but it does come with some key injuries. We'll have to wait to see how those players are for next week, heading into a huge national matchup again in Detroit against the Detroit Ravens, who have had a bit of a soft schedule. They haven't really had the physical games like we just saw the Raiders have to have here against the Illinois Cowboys, the Michigan Bills. They haven't played that level of competition yet, that level of hard-hitting action, and so they seem to be a little bit healthier right now as things stand, and that could play a big role in that game. But Racine's going to try and keep this 31-game winning streak rolling with a big matchup next week. We will have that broadcast, and it's going to start at the game's kickoff will be at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. We will be on the air at 6 o'clock Central Time, and of course you can go to Angry Brothers Pub and Grill for the viewing party for that. Also, make sure you stop there Wednesday at 5:30 as Evan Witalison and Tom Christensen have Raider Roundup, where they will recap this week. And of course, stay tuned to our social media. Tyler Sorensen will be making all sorts of videos for us from this one with our Player of the Week, Plays of the Week, as well as a recap of this game. So looking forward to next week. Racine did what they had to do here tonight. It wasn't pretty, but they were able to pull out an 11-zip win over the fourth-ranked team in the country, the Illinois Cowboys. I want to thank our entire crew. It's a long list. Hang with me. Ian Goldstein, who is the color commentator, Andrew Chish, who is down on our sideline, our production crew of Todd Andresen, Aaron Nance was on the field camera, Dave Zuper had the luxury of being in the press box, Nick Gatta and Tyler Sorensen out on our cameras in the bleachers, Jack Redlin on stats, Squidly McCabe was on our scoreboard bug, Quinn O'Brien was handling our Instagram channel, Sam Champagne, our graphic designer here, Daryl Januzzi back at the WRJN studios, Dan Pfeiffer, who you heard from earlier, our public address announcer, Jeremy Wozrick, who was doing social media remotely from Bootown Baraboo. We thank him for being with us as well, even if it's remotely. And of course, I'm Don Wadowitz. The final here at historic Horlick Athletic Field, the number one Racine Raiders take down the number four Illinois Cowboys 11-zip. We will talk to you next week on the road, another trip to Detroit, Michigan. In the meantime, I'm Don Wadowitz reminding you to live life to the fullest and be good to one another. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and remember to think about those that gave all so that we could live the way we do. This has been the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Call my uncle, took the message, and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Dream baby. something is wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide. And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're no good. no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
the blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you.
WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's real warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay up tight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Large hail and the tornado risk right there for Oklahoma City. And then for Sunday, that kind of retrogrades a little further west across the Red River. This is where we could see the possibility for isolated tornadoes along with flash flooding.
A humanitarian crisis is growing in Gaza. CBS's Haley Ott.
The UN Secretary General described the moment as critical.
Palestinians in Gaza are enduring what may be the cruelest phase of this cruel conflict. Families are being starved and denied the very basics.
Families like that of Khalid Mohammed, who Thursday said his children had gone 5 days without eating. Nobody is helping us, and we're hungry, and there's no food, he said. The situation is catastrophic.
The start of summer fun officially kicks off this weekend. Some Americans are also choosing to remember our fallen soldiers. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander attended the World War II Memorial Ceremony in Washington, D.C.
I was 15.